You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Morena and good morning, Rachel. Yep, getting to the end of the year.
Yes, indeed.
Panicking around, getting everything ready for Christmas, but doing great.
There's quite a lot to remember, I guess, over this summery season. Bit of a roundup of things that people can keep an ear and an eye on. I think probably let's start with the water, because that's obviously a big focal point of summer in Auckland. Good stuff to remember swim safe wise. What's the council's, I guess, PSA for the holiday period?
Look, I think on with regards to sort of getting into beaches for a starter, please check the Safe Swim website. Look, we'd like to think that all our beaches are safe to swim in, but accidents do happen. And that's safeswim.org.nz is really the best source of up-to-date information about water quality and other potential hazards at the beach, like jellyfish or anything. You've got to remember that the Safe Swim is an initiative, but not just between Auckland Council and Watercare from a testing perspective, but it also is supported by Surf Life Saving and the Auckland Regional Public Health. So you'll be able to find which beaches are lifeguarded, so where you can safely swim between the flags, and, as I said, information about water quality before you head out. And just remember, if you see a black pin, it isn't safe to swim.
Mm. So another thing, just on that note, we have seen in the headlines this week that there are a few black flags around popular East Coast swimming spots at the moment. Castor Bay, Waito Outlet, Milford, and Milford South. This is due to a wastewater overflow. What's the status on getting that one fixed up at the moment, Desley?
Look, we always deal with all overflows into the harbour as soon as practical, you know. But there, as I said, accidents do happen, and we hope to have them well and truly done by Christmas, hopefully. But look, talking about the water, Rachel, I think it's also, I met with water safety people on Friday and they gave me pretty sort of sad news. We've had 25 drownings this year already, and that was on Friday, and it looks like the weekend will have raised that statistic. So I just want people to be really conscious of the sea, and look, if you're going onto the sea, whether it be on a boat or a kayak or a jet ski or whatever, please wear a life jacket. Even if you're rock fishing, you know, you just cannot be over prepared. The sea can just be very temperamental, and we just want everyone to come back to shore safely, don't we? So there are places that you can borrow or hire, life jackets, and that's available on the WaterSafe website. So do have a look at that, and just keep safe on the water.
Yeah.
Keep your children within arm's length. You know, there are rips and all sorts of things in the sea, and especially if you're going to a beach that isn't familiar to you. But we just want all Aucklanders to come back from holiday safe. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Flags are out on beaches, the popular beaches on the coast. Is that right, Desley?
Yeah, that's correct. Lifesavers do a magnificent job for us at all the time, but especially over the summer. And look, if you see someone volunteering out there doing something like a lifeguard, just say thanks. You know, these people put their lives on the line for others, and they do a great job, and they are unpaid, and it's just a great service that they provide Auckland.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to come back to the water quality for a minute, because I don't want to go too far past that one. So is there a timeline on when those beaches might be clearer or when they might be swimmable yet? Desley, do you have any information on that one?
I haven't on that particular overflow, but I'll come back to you as soon as I come off air, and so you can update your listeners a bit
awesome.
Later.
That would be great. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. There is obviously a lot to be aware of around the water. We've been talking about Kalerpa as well over the last couple of weeks, so I think people probably know about that. But there's other things to remember about this time of year as well. Bin collection times. What's the deal with that one while everyone's heading off on holiday?
That's often a bit later, so please check our council website. You know, council has a very good service for bins. You can sign up to a text service just to remind you when to put your bins out. Look, you know, hope you know there'll be a lot of paper and extra wrapping and stuff like that. So just keep an eye on the bin dates on the council website or sign up for the text service. But look, just, you know, if you're going away, please just take care. You know, if you're travelling in a car, please wear seatbelts. Don't go too fast. Keep a real eye on the road and take rests when you need it. We don't want you to be a statistic. Again, we've had some pretty horrible stats. Between Christmas and New Year last year, we lost 21 people killed in crashes on our New Zealand roads, and it's not a statistic that New Zealand needs to be proud of. If you are going away, look to do some things around your home that can deter burglars. I mean, the police have some great tips on their website. That's police.govt.nz. And look, if you're staying home, Auckland does have magnificent things to do. And there's a really cool website. It's called Discover Auckland, www.aucklandnz.com. And it's got all sorts of exciting things that will happen over the holiday period. Our big walks are open again now.
Awesome.
You know, if you're doing DIY at home, just take care about when you start up your mower or your drill or your saw or whatever it is, because people will be trying to have a rest around you. So be a good neighbour around that and just enjoy the summer. It's been a tough year, you know.
Yeah.
No doubt we've got back on 2023 with the floods.
It definitely has been. It has been a bit of a brutal year, and I'm hoping people will get a good summer in. Remind us of that website if people are just mucking around the city. Discover Auckland, is that the one, Desley?
It's AucklandNZ.com.
Fab. Okay, we'll pop a link to that in the podcast. It would be good to have a you know, nice poke around. It's always enjoyable over summer in Auckland when it's very quiet in the city and you sort of feel like maybe it's a bit of a ghost town in a pleasant way. It's a nice time to be mucking around.
Correct. And as I said, we've got some beautiful regional parks, some wonderful walks, some great cycleways. Auckland is fantastic to just chill out in as well. So if that's your holiday, enjoy the Pūtakawa, which are blooming fantastic at the moment.
They are. They do look spectacular.
And be safe. Spend time with your friends and family and look forward to 2024.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time this year, Desley. It's been really awesome to have you on the show. We've really appreciated your communication about what's happening at council and what's going on across the city. So thank you for your time. We'll talk to you again in the new year. I hope you have a really restful holiday with family and friends.
Thank you, Rachel, and same to you. Thanks for the service that you provide Auckland with talking to me and getting some of that information out. So to you and your team, a very season's greetings and happy holidays to you.
Kia ora. See you soon.
That was Is Missin' That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.